John Prater, the owner of Prater's Flooring, who does the flooring for the NCAA tournaments and a lot of others as well, does a lot of conferences, the SEC, ACC, a lot of schools you've heard of, Tennessee, Georgia, Auburn, Georgia Tech. John, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are doing fine. Thank you so much for taking the time. I guess I should ask, how many floors had you provided for the NCAA tournament, and when did you had you done them all? Were they all ready for the first round sites, or how did that kind of work from a production standpoint when you learned things had been canceled?
Well, first of all, we had employees at the majority of the conference tournament east of the Rockies. So we had technicians. Our support staff was at the SEC, the ACC, the AAC, the Big 12, the Big East, the Sun Belt, Conference USA, and the A-10 when the bomb dropped Thursday a week ago at exactly 11:20 a.m. when I got my text from the SEC saying that they were going to cancel the tournament. We had people at each one of those venues. We had the first, second round courts that were either in transit or were being loaded on trucks to get ready to go to each one of the sites. Had this not happened, I would be talking to you from Dallas today at the women's, setting up for the women's regional at SMU. And so it's been quite an interesting last 10 days, but we're surviving. We're in good shape. Our employees are awesome, and we've actually got a lot of work going on right now. So we're thankful for that.
What about, you mentioned the first round sites. Had you done the floors already for the regionals and the Final Four, and where did you stand as far as that production?
So they were all complete, and so we had two beautiful Final Four courts done, the men's court and the women's court, that were in our facility at the Peerless Mill, and we're about the only people that have seen them. So we put a lot of effort into working over the last 3 or 4 months to make all of these courts for the tournament, and pretty disheartening to have it all just shelved. And so we've stacked them all. I've still got the men's court down for the time being, but we're going to stack it here in the next couple of days.
John, and this is enlightening stuff to me because I have no idea how this works. I mean, obviously, this year's men's Final Four was going to be in Atlanta, and I'm sure
Correct.
You had the court decorated as such. What happens
Yep.
to that now? Can you not use that can you go over it and redo it and use it for another tournament down the road when basketball resumes months from now? Or is that just what happens to a Final Four Atlanta court?
So they're all for sale, and we sell them every year at the end of the tournament. All of the so that NCAA owns the first and second round courts, and so this year with the 3-point line change, we'd sanded all of those courts down with new graphics, getting ready for the first and second round. And so I store those courts for the NCAA, and we bring them out and go to the venues for the first and second round. My supplier, Connor Sports, is the official supplier for the NCAA, and so they supply the NCAA each year with 10 brand-new courts, the 4 regionals for the women, the 4 regionals for the men, and then the 2 Final Four courts. Because of our capacity, we do the vast majority of those, and at the end of the tournament, they're sold. So every one of these courts will be sold. Most of them have been sold.
Well, that's good news. John, how long have you
Yep.
had the contract for the NCAA tournament flooring, men and women?
So we did our first one in 2008, and that was we did one regional, the East Regional, that was it, East Rutherford, New Jersey. And since then, we've done 10 or 12 each, or 10 or 12 total of the men's and women's Final Four course. But we also had a lot of other business associated with it. The same week of the Final Four, we were doing the McDonald's All-American Game, Powerade Jam Fest, the Dos Equis 3-on-3 Championships, the Jordan Brand Classic in Chicago. Those just went away, which I believe that has put a little bit of a void in the showcases for college coaches and recruiting. Where are they going to go look at potential student athletes? And so there's still talk of those events happening, but they're also under a real time constraint because of the further you go, the more the students are going to make their decisions on where they're going to go to college. So we're still doing the Olympics. We've got six courts going to Tokyo. I know that it's been postponed till 2021, but the Olympic Committee has told us to continue to do the courts, get them done, instead of going on a boat this April. I guess they're going to go on a boat next April. So we're still moving pretty strong, and very thankful for a tremendous group of employees at Praetors that are best people I could ever even think about being around.
John, I'll be honest with you, given this landscape, and I mean, you're quick to point out there are people hurting far worse than you, and you sound very...
Absolutely.
I mean, given the situation, you sound like a very half glass half full kind of guy. Do you take some consolation in the fact that the conference tournaments, like you said at the top of the interview, that those were a lot of them were able to be finished. I know the SEC and ACC got started. So there was some conference tournament action that you got to experience.
Yep. And I'm very optimistic. I mean, I have to be. And so I feel like the events, which we do a lot of basketball-related events. We're the company that put courts out on the aircraft carriers, and we put them outside in New York and L.A., and we do a tremendous amount of holiday tournament business, the Maui Invitational and the Jimmy V Classic and State Farm, and the biggest basketball tournaments out there we're very involved with. And the public got gypped this year with their basketball, and I feel like when it comes back, it's going to come back with a vengeance. I truly believe that the money behind sports will come back, and when happy days are here again, I think it's going to be I think we're all going to be more thankful for that. And so I'm bullish. I think it stinks for a lot of people that make their entire yearly revenue on the Final Four or on the McDonald's All-American game or on the Masters or, you know, in racing or in baseball, and or even the restaurant business. You know, it's important to shop local. It's important to support those businesses that are hurting right now. And I think that, after this is done, the way to keep the economy going is for people to continue to open up their pocketbooks. If they don't, then we're going to have a problem.
You're listening. Go ahead. You're listening to John Prater. I'm sorry. You're listening to John Prater, the owner of Prater's Flooring, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
You mentioned the Olympics, and has anybody from the USOC or the IOC reached out to you and said, hey, this is for sure going to be postponed, or is this just what you've been hearing and seeing?
No, we got the word this morning that it was probably postponed till 2021. And so I don't have, we have our direct relationship with the Olympic Committee is a little different because we have a patented decal that we have put out that that has the same coefficient of friction on the court, the slip resistance on a court, as a painted finished surface. So we're actually in the works to provide the service to convert all of the Olympic courts in Tokyo to Paralympics, because the Paralympics happen 2 weeks later. And the same courts that are used in the competition for the Olympics are used for the Paralympics. And so right now it looks like it's going to be 2021. That's not official from anybody, but that's what I think of. But, you know, I look at that and I look at the World University Games were scheduled for August 2021 in Hsinchu, China. 5.8 billion dollar budget for that, of which we were working on multiple courts for that. If it's in August 2021, it's going to conflict with the Olympics if the Olympics are going to stay in the summer of 2021. So there's a lot of things affected. A lot of we do a lot of work with the Charlotte Hornets. They are hosting the Republican National Convention at the Comcast Spectrum in Charlotte. It's a 6-week build out for that convention. If the NBA is drug out, the Charlotte's going to lose their arena because they're going to have the Republican National Convention. So there's so many things that are. I thought I was alone when all this canceling and the bomb dropped on that Thursday morning. I thought I was alone, but I've since realized that it's affecting so much more than me and affecting a lot of people a lot worse.
And your business dealings with the NCAA, how does that work if with the cancellation? Do they not pay for your services now, or are they
go
ahead.
No, everybody, the conferences, the NCAA, everybody is going to pay. We provided our contract, you know, and all of the conferences, the SEC, ACC, all of them have either paid us or have committed to pay us. So we don't have any exposure other than we have lost revenue for the big events that we do with the McDonald's All-American, Powerade Jam Fest, and the Jordan Classic. But Nike's been very good to us too. And one of our big projects, we're doing all of the NBA offices in New York City, and that construction has stopped completely. It stopped last Friday. So we were scheduled to be in the NBA offices in April and May, and that's probably going to be pushed out into the summer. It changes every minute.
Yes, it does. John Prater speaking, the owner of Prater's Flooring that does a whole lot of courts for basketball tournaments. John, you know, do you know the number of courts you were scheduled to produce this year and how many of them will go unused as a result of this cancellation?
So basically, the only ones that are going unused, so like all of the conference tournaments were either conference owned, so the SEC owns both of their floors, the men's and the women's. We sold them those courts years ago. We store those courts, and then we bring them out and do whatever they want to do graphically before the tournament. So those are all owned by the conferences. Nothing happens to them. There's 10 floors with the NCAA that will be for sale. The rest of the NCAA courts are all NCAA owned, so I'll store those for the rest of the year. Places like Conference USA and the A-10, those were rental courts from us, so we still own those. And our portable basketball court business is staying very strong. We've got the Sun Belt Conference is changing all of their logos, and so they want us to go ahead and do their court for next year. Because basketball is ended for colleges and it may be ended for the NBA, we are in talks now of we take these courts and we will work on them in the summertime and get them back to the venues prior to basketball season. I see that as staying pretty strong.
How long has when was Prater's Flooring founded, and how many employees do you have now?
I started the company in 1990,
okay.
My wife and I, we have 60-plus employees, all full-time, and we aim to keep it that way.
Well, listen, John, this is an interesting time for a lot of people, and like you've said, it sounds like you're doing better than most because you've still got things that need to be done and work that needs to be performed, which is a really, really good thing in today's climate.
I appreciate it. You guys can call me anytime, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk about our company and the business in general. And more than anything, our thoughts and prayers are out to everybody that's been affected. And any way that anybody can help the local businesses that have been affected, you can help them with your wallet.
John, thank you so much for taking the time to join us and for explaining what you do. Take care and have a great rest of the week. John Prater, the owner of Prater's Flooring, joining us. 648-1051 is the number. When we come back, we'll revisit our Painter Ready poll question. Still plenty to get to on this press row. You're listening to ESPN 105.1 The Zone.